May 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, take a deep breath and continue to shelter in place. Do not be fooled by the invisible enemy. The virus, which you cannot see, is still just as deadly as when it first began. Your will not to succumb to it is not your protection from it. You must be wise enough to do all you can to avoid exposure to this enemy. Do not take foolish chances, unnecessary chances. I need you in the front lines of prayer and sacrifice. This virus is Satan's attempt to thin out the population and to take souls who are unprepared for their final judgment. Be wise enough to see Satan's hand in all of this. Protect yourselves with the shield of truth which I am handing you today. Do not listen to Satan's lies trying to persuade you to give in to carelessness. I, your eternal Father, invite you into the truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.